Today on Go Nomad, we're flying out to the largest country in the Middle East. Many Westerners have the idea that Saudi Arabia is a difficult place to spend time in as a woman. However, female traveler Federica Petrilli thought living in Saudi Arabia was a great experience and had nothing but good things to report about her time in Saudi Arabia. She wrote about it in a story on Go Nomad Travel. Federica knows that most media portray Arab countries in a negative light. Often, people think that she'd be crazy for going there at all. But Federica argues that they rarely look for the true story about the people there and their own actual experiences. Federica describes living in the city of Riyadh for 4 months in 2016 and how she quickly settled into the routine of life there. She found solace in the compound where she lived with other expatriates. However, she also loved exploring the authentic city around her. While custom dictated that she should wear the traditional abaya to cover her body, she did not need to cover her head as a foreigner. When she wore these clothes, she could venture into the local street markets, hotels, and office buildings without concern. Though many Western women might worry about Saudi Arabian men disrespecting them, Federica experienced the opposite. She found that she never had to wait in line because men would always let her go first. She also realized men would carry heavy crates and bags for her when she took trips to the grocery store, and they generally seemed eager to help. Federica also insists that street harassment just does not exist in Saudi Arabia, even though it's a prevalent issue in many other countries around the world. Federica thought Arabs have great business skills because they were some of the kindest, most direct people that she'd ever met. She described the people there as straight to the point, emphasizing that their clarity opened the doors for business and smooth collaboration. This can make travelers feel especially welcome in places like shops and other establishments. According to Federica, Riyadh is an up-and-coming city filled with companies developing projects and construction in sections like the Business Center, the King Abdullah Financial District. Successful architects created this part of Riyadh with the purpose to inspire and facilitate success. The layout includes 95 buildings and covers over 3 million square meters of space. In addition to standing as a feat of architectural excellence, the King Abdullah Financial District does not separate their visitors by gender, and they also offer housing. Visiting the KAFD is a great idea if you love food because international restaurants cover the surrounding streets. While the area offers high-end chains such as Eataly, you can also find authentic dining places, Lebanese, Arab, and Armenian food. The KAFD is a wonderful hub for internationals and can help anyone, including women, feel at home. As a person from Eataly, Federica expressed that the Arabs around her reminded her of her own Italian family and their way of loud joking and conversation. The familiar, welcoming personalities helped her feel at ease in the city and helped her find common grounds with the locals in Saudi Arabia. Like any country you might travel to, you should definitely research the Saudi Arabian culture ahead of time to show respect to the people there and their culture. Additionally, while Saudi Arabia may have some respectful practices, there are still rules in place that differ from what people in the West might be used to. For instance, until 2018, women were not allowed to visit sports stadiums, even as spectators. Segregated seating, allowing women to enter, has been developed in King Fahd Stadium, King Abdullah Sports City, and other stadiums. While there may be some cultural differences between Arab and Western countries, it appears chivalry is not dead in Saudi Arabia, and that women can feel comfortable there too. How a group of people are portrayed and perceived does not always reflect their story or their experience. Challenge yourself to break out of your comfort zone, because you never know what you'll like about a place